So, the sport of football was very much in evidence over the weekend. Nando DeFino joins us, Wall Street Journal sports writer. Let's begin with the evening game, the Jets traveling to Miami, a big AFC East contest. The Jets beat the Dolphins 31-23, convincing victory. What do you make of that AFC East right now?
It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, it's topsy-turvy. No one really thought Miami was going to be any good. The Jets were a big question mark. It'll be fun, if nothing else.
Sanchez, the real deal, the quarterback for the Jets?
He's got two straight three-touchdown games. You know, it's hard to argue that he's not.
America's team won one last night. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Houston Texans in an interstate rivalry that had America's team really under the gun. What do you think?
This is what they're supposed to be doing this entire year. This is the Dallas Cowboys, the high-powered offense, the solid defense, sacking the other quarterback. This is probably, if they can stay on this little track, I think, you know, they're a Super Bowl contender.
But the other story really is the Houston Texans. If you look at the stats on the Texans, they've got a really high-performing quarterback that gets no attention whatsoever.
Yeah, Matt Shaw. I mean, what's funny is, and I guess kind of ironic or whatever, that he used to be Michael Vick's backup. You know,
Wow. Speaking of which, we've got the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick starting the rest of the season. He was dominant yesterday, a 28-3 trouncing of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's funny. I mean, wherever you go, you know, you look on a message board or fantasy leagues, it's always this qualifier. Like, I love dogs, but I'm so excited for Michael Vick. It's hard to, like, fully embrace him. But...
Referring to the dogfighting scandal.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
The defending Super Bowl champs, the New Orleans Saints, lost their first game to the season. It's so hard to repeat in the NFL, and that's what the Saints are finding out.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're 2-1. They could have won this game. They missed a field goal in overtime.
27-24 was the score.
You're right. It could have gone either way. They could have been 3-0 instead of 2-1. It's one of those things, you know, get it out of the way, I guess. Look, you know, the Colts and the Patriots did it a couple of years ago, and they just couldn't win the Super Bowl. So.
Any other standouts over the weekend? It surprised me how all three of the big powers in the AFC East are at the top of the division. They've lost one and won two, so that's going to shake out over the next few weeks. What are the other rivalries that really make sense to you at this point?
You know, I think the Kansas City Denver one finally. You know, that's you don't really think of it as a huge rivalry geographically, but you know, in football, Kansas City and Denver really hate each other.
That's true.
And Denver's looking good. I mean, they're not, you know, not undefeated or anything, but they're looking really good. And Kansas City's just, that's one of those stories you want to embrace. Like, that's like good, clean fun.
And tonight it's the Bears-Packers.
Yeah,
that could be. And talk about teams that hate each other.
Yeah, this is, the Bears are surprisingly, you know, they've got their offense together. Mike Martz took over as the offensive coordinator. They look good. You know, their defense is always going to be good. And Green Bay is just, they've got something good there.
And Nando, just for Celeste, Detroit fans have hope?
Yeah, I think so. Detroit's not as bad as people make them out to be.
All right, Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer, giving the NFL weekend action for us. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime.